The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, the Texans wrap-up minicamp, head athletic trainer Jeff Kaplan, Texans cheerleaders, and more. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and this is the show that keeps you up to date with your Houston Texans. And speaking of up to date, they're off. Behind me is the Houston Methodist Training Center. They had mini camp OTAs here. Now they're in a six-week long break before training camp gets underway. And for what went down at mini camp and this offseason, let's hear from DP Sidhu and John Harris.
The Texans wrapped up mini camp this week and head into a nice 6 week stretch of break before training camp. Johnny, other than the rain, what was the big difference between mini camp and what we saw in OTAs?
Well, it was a nice continuation of what they had done in OTAs. It's all about installation periods. You put in your first and second down offense and defense the first few weeks, and then you start focusing on specific situations. But the last few days have been great from a competition standpoint. We've talked about it ad nauseum on the radio and written about how intense and how competitive these practices are. The loudest practices I've seen, obviously, because the music helps. But there's so much communication, and the players are so competitive in these practices. It's really been fun to watch. But that's the style. That's what Bill O'Brien has been looking for, is to invoke that competition in all of these players. It's really coming out from player one through player 90. These guys are really getting after it during mini camps. But it's been a lot of situational, a lot of team, 11-on-11, 7-on-7, goal line, out of the red zone, coming out of the end zone type thing. So it's been specific situations, but it's really been good to watch everybody work, especially these three quarterbacks.
It's been a highly concentrated dose of team drills, so we've seen a lot of different players out there getting substituted in. Who have been the surprises and the standouts, in your opinion?
Well, one guy that I love, and I think he's the kind of player you've got to have on a championship team, and that's linebacker Mike Muhammad. I think Muhammad can play anywhere in this defense at linebacker. You can do anything with him. We saw him last year in the Indianapolis Colts game run down the seam with Reggie Wayne. He had a pick in the Cleveland Browns game. I think Mike Muhammad is the type of player you've got to have in this defense. He knows every single position, and he's a guy we don't talk a lot about. We're going to talk about Bernardrick because he's a rookie. We're going to talk about Brian Cushing. We know all those guys, but Mike Muhammad is one of those glue-type players that you've got to have. And he's a guy, to me, that consistently makes plays, whether it's a game, whether it's a preseason practice, or whether it's OTAs. He's always out there making plays, and the type of guy that I know Bill O'Brien loves to have around his team.
All right, let's talk about rookies. You mentioned a few there. Who have been the rookies that have really stood out to you? Have you seen enough from them?
Well, I think Bernardrick McKinney in the middle has been an interesting middle linebacker, or inside linebacker. And he really, the one thing I said about him going into the draft was, his pass coverage needs a lot of work. But he's shown in this so-called passing camp that he really, his pass coverage has improved. And if it continues to improve, you'll see that combined with the way that he can stop the run. You're going to see a complete linebacker grow and get better and better by the week. So Bernardrick McKinney's made some plays. And Kevin Johnson has made a ton of plays out of cornerback. And, of course, it is throwing the ball all over the place. So these corners have gotten a lot of work against the wide receivers. So it's been good to watch Kevin Johnson, and a guy that's flying under the radar, and I don't mean under in a mean way, but Chandler Worthy, slot receiver out of Troy, at 4.35 speed. You'll find this out in training camp practices and on into the preseason. Number six, Chandler Worthy, he can run. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's fun to watch.
All right, I mentioned 6 weeks break. J.J. Watt's going up to Wisconsin. We'll be here, of course, covering everything. But what are the big storylines heading into training camp that you'll be looking for?
Well, I think we've got to figure that out, that whole quarterback situation. And that could happen any day. I don't know if halfway through the break, Bill O'Brien can make the decision or he'll make it in training camp. We don't know. Whether it's Brian Hoyer, whether it's Ryan Mallett, or even Tom Savage at that point, the job is going to be out there for one of those guys to step up and take it. So that's going to be there. When do we see Jadeveon Clowney? I think everybody's excited to see what he's able to bring, whether it's in a limited role, whether it's in a full-time role. Who cares? We just want to see 90 get back out on the field. So I think those are probably the two biggest stories. And then how the free agents really mesh together. How does Raheem Moore look when they put the pads on? Vince Wilfork, when they put the pads on, how does he look in the middle of that defense? And then, of course, the wide receivers, Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts. How do those two look running routes opposite one another with DeAndre Hopkins on the field from these quarterbacks? And seeing all those pieces come together, I think are going to be storylines I'm tracking during training camp.
Well, we'll be here, and you can catch it all on HoustonTexans.com.
Thank you, John and DP. Coming up on the show, J.J. Watt, Arian Foster, and a whole lot more. But first, what's hot video-wise on HoustonTexans.com? Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number five, Bill O'Brien praises first-round pick Kevin Johnson. At number four, J.J. Watt has fun with the media. At number three this week, a few highlights from Texans minicamp. At number two, Vince Wilfork shows off his Father's Day gift. And at number one this week, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.